So, thanks for being invitation to seminar and the stay in PI in general at seminar late night here, even when I'm in hospital. So, what I'm gonna talk to you today about is about building a Cairo fashion in certain classes. And, well, this is a model building talk. It's about taking the string theory groups and building that here. And, well, with the model building talk, you can do it in several different ways. First, you can go and say, well, my model is wonderful, beautiful, I have this nice big vector, I can look for star matter candidates, I like my chiral sector, whatever. But I thought that perhaps this time would be more interesting to do something different than instead of saying, well, this is my critical feature of my model, try to give a glimpse of what model build is and which are the tools of the games, what difficulties you have, what is the approach that you take, and how you overcome the difficulties. And, well, this is a little bit of an experiment. I don't know if it's going to be fine or not, as long as I can. So, well, let me just proceed. So this is the outline of the talk, right? First, as many scientists can work, one of the most important things is motivation, because they're building models, why are you building it? Why the hell are you looking for these kind of solutions? And then, once you understand why you want to do this, and which kind of approach you take, then it's the model building part, and the partial part, where you look at the objectives in your theory, you look at the objectives in your model building, and look at the consistency conditions, and everything like that. And finally, if you're left and you get something interesting, you can just get a little bit of physics and try to connect with something which is close to reality again. Okay, so first of all, the type of talk is built in terms of just a white glass. This is, I would say, more or less standard, but let me introduce you anyway. You have had a lot of talks and speech and lessons, and you're dealing with things that have to do with glasses. But from the point of view of string phenomenology, trying to get something realistic, one of the two big problems are model stabilization, which is quantum domain. Models from a high-dimensional theory, and we find a lot of models that use them. And then the issues of string breaking. You know, string theory doesn't like at all when you start using symmetries and you break them. It's not happy at all with that, and usually very hard to break some symmetry and keep the string theory happy. So these two big problems of string phenomenology are still there. And what we have learned in the past few years is that maybe participation with clusters may give us some help in trying to solve. So regarding these two specific features, we introduce matching clusters in terms of quantification, most of them are logistic, right? So, well, this is a classical approach. And second, it has been found that supersymmetry can be broken under the probability in a controlled way. So these two things are very attractive if you want to try to send a similarity in string theory. And well, that's the main part of motivation. So of course fluxes are present in all of the string theories and all the things that we know, but they have been particularly successful in type 2B string theory, where the let's say the implementation of fluxes is more direct and it's more work done that. So what you do here, you introduce an non-trivial anti-symmetry background flux, which can be expressed in type-to-be vector language as this linear combination of the Ramon and NSNS flux. And what has been seen over the years is that first you generate super potential for your closest model, and this is the function structure and the dilaton generator. pattern, because with some contingent, we have a different in this background. You can, in some cases, introduce substance in your volume theory. So instead of having two trillion nodes, n plus one, hopefully you will introduce a substance. So that's very interesting because you know that we don't have to make it in every case. So, in addition, well, this very celebrated result that you can embed Randall spectrum by means of this word metry, and as well, it has this kind of quantification has been the starting proposal of building this environment. So, all these nice features and some others make you think that studying vacuum and quite interesting if you want to connect from string theory to reality. Of course, it's also distance, but we are not way. And, well, this is nice, but we also need virality. We ever want to do something with this same idea of this. We don't have virality, we don't have box, right? So how do we get chirality? If you just take a quantification and introduce flags into this, even if you have some very simple new brains, you're not going to generate chirality. What if you're going to do, for instance, inverse of these three brains, what you're going to do in flat space with flags is just create a deformation of n equals 4, and it's not chirality. So you have to look for some other ways of getting chirality, right? And, well, there's several approaches in fact to be with or without class in order to get chirality. The first main source of chirality in fact to be the deep brains is placing deep brains at orbit or connected singular, right? So if you get this singular limit on your let's say Calabria model space when you have an orbital singularity and you place deep brains in that narrow theory. Okay, so in this spirit trying to embed parallel different brain models of similarities in the presence of quarks papering here. And, well, they succeed in building local models when you have this singularity in that class, not that they manage to build the local models. There's a second approach, which is introducing deep brains with non trivial or volume class. Let's say you just have a instant filling your deep brain for volume. And this has also been addressed in these two papers and studying simple models, even global models with this deep, just the flags, just magnetizing brains. Okay, so these are the two main approaches to being parallel. And if you wish, they are occurring the same thing, they are just beat by deep brains. But since the flat story in TV is very connected to gravity is these two kind of things are easy to try to find collapse cycle, the other one. So, and when you do model building, they are also pretty easy. So the two approaches for building models are different in this respect.
What do you mean by bound time?
I mean, deep brain with an non-trivial technique on the volume. The open thing magnetic flux.
Okay. It's not a magnetic platform.
No. It's just a mutual open thing with curvature. Deep brain with five volts simulation.
Why do you call it
okay. Well, it's just I just think on the list. So I will call them from now on deep brain with five volts. Okay, so each of the two approaches good and bad in different ways. So if you take deep brain singularity, it's easy to do a model. You just place deep brain at one point, and then it's easier to study the substance, to study the background, the expansion of the DBI action, and then to embed them in probe, and then parachute, and so on and so forth. On the other hand, magnetizing brains attack some other difficult in data, more difficult in data approach, although before it's not possible, right? But it has a very interesting property that you can produce a software environment for them without spoiling the programming equipment, without having anything done. Right? And what I'm going to talk today is about this second, approach, the second class of models. And okay, what I'm going to show you is how you can build the global suspensions with metric backend with these guys. Okay. Okay, as I said before, there's a lot of features on what's back here. Just to be safe, whatever you wish. But all this, you can clear any code you want the annual title. So it's interesting, even if you want to do a statistic of some of the 10 computations you have up there, I'm holding hand to see how things change when you can parallel mean to start it. what I'm going to tell you today is how to get an example of parallel and how to get either supersymmetric or non-supersymmetric without an SMS calculator, which is also not very easy from the point of view. I will use magnifying brain, and as a final, I will get some back here that look around like M sub N, right? Which is also not the easy thing. Okay. Oh, and these are two of the main words that the dog would face. Although there are some other words that are also mentioned. Okay, so this is the motivation. Why black is beautiful, why it brings the also nice. Why we want to play with both of them. And then, when you go to the model building part, well, basically the approach that we take here is that we take the philosophy of this paper, ZRS and DKT, in order to construct the Minkowski hyper-complex papers. So the ingredients of this kind of construction is a cardial background, which is going to be conforming cardial background, and we include the background and the working background. Some oriented for feed frame that you need to consist of the theory and maybe oriented for second planes, which are the mean costing and then place at some point for the money for the video kind of webinar. Then you're going to have deep brains against the mean cost factor in view. Gauge theory is how many things can be used. And then finally, the star of the multiplication, which is the deep one flying spikes, that satisfies the IoT condition of the two, satisfies the transportation of molecules. There are two possibilities when you have this imaginary cost called three point flags. It's a 2.1 form. And if it contains 0.3 components, you're breaking specifically by giving a max to the container or a bridge. And I'm balancing a component.
Are you going to take into account the back reaction of the V-rings?
Yeah, well, in this analysis, it's taken into account just with them as localized sources, and for the workouts at the time form, this is localized sources for them. So, if you use this approach, although when I do my model building, I more or less forget about the batch reaction in my mind. In this general approach, it's taken into account. During the talk, I will, however, neglect to work faster because I just want to look at the objects and see why they have that and how to work that. So these are the four guys, right? So let me go to the first one. And what I'm going to do now is just give you an example, one of the simplest ever examples you could think of, the features, and getting parallels at the same time. So the first guy is a Fabi Yao, right? So I'm going to go look, consider Fabi Yao, in particular, the six stars, all we call it like a six person, which gives me a Fabi Yao metric. I haven't specified here, but the Hodge numbers are H113 and H. H2151, which is the what's announced in terms of this article with the C And then, in order to get the oriental planes, what I just do is perform an oriental motion. I not only most by the typical to orbital those, but oriental action. And what I get, after looking at the theory, is just 64 oriental planes, and then all 7 planes place at different points in the public mind. So this is the size of the construction. Okay, as I say, we need to have deep range of the parallelity and also for the consistency of the theory. So the easy thing you could think of here in this diagram, just put the deep range with for 3 and range for 7 on top of the orientable, and the random on that goes and that goes locally, and then you have a consistent theory, no where the other one. This is indeed what Bergson did in a physical version of this. But if you do that, you don't get any parallelity. So what you want to do is consider something more general. So on your V2M frame, for instance, you can allow have a gauge fund, only single gauge fund for the curvature for your gauge theory. And this is also very nice because you can relate it by physicality with a mirror picturing X-ray, which is deep brains intersecting at angle. So there has been a lot of model building work on both sides. So and basically you can use all these people have some crazy finding this models for this kind of cars intersecting brains. So you can use all this work to get an intuition of the model building capabilities of your situation, right? Actually, what the previous papers of having these tables that Ranga did is just, well, why don't we take the intuition from the setting range? People like you can go with the same and then it's a constant story. So, since these two guys are more or less equivalent, you can use many things. And besides, the setting range also provides you the tool of finding pictures, and this is sometimes dreadful because you can see things very easily. They are much more visual than magnetized or okay, so where do we get chirality? If you look at the whole story of the chirality, we need to find what we get chirality, but let me just take some things to try here with this very easy case that I'm going to use afterwards. If you just take the vector approach, that would be some brains from the info frames or move around, but you use this kind of theory, right? USB gauge groups, and then you get these guys in the bottom of the this one chiral. Now, if I introduce non-trivial gauge bundle and the physical number of T and mine T here, I will get chiral. Instead of having a USB gauge group, I get a human gauge group. And then, when I compute the spectrum, I get T replicas of this guy in the vector in the vector in the fundamental of N1 and then of the symplectic groups. So you see this theory is quite old, and I just have done a very simple discrete domain. If you look at this spectrum and you substitute here 4, 1, and 1, what you get is a very nice gate group, which is a classical line extension of the standard model. And when you look at the matter, you get just the emissive sense function with degeneration of matter. So you see, it's kind of easy, right? It's just because having this on the high road spectrum to some gauge bundles, and I get the, something very similar to the emissive sense. Of course, then I can think them away, and when I do it, I recover something more similar to the NSSM, or if you wish, like an extension of the NSSM. Okay, if you want to understand better what's going on when you have parallelities, it's useful to explain things in the mirror picture, which is just a hitting range. Here you see chirality is related to a non-balancing intersection number, and if you look any of these two brains in pairs, they always parallel ones with the torus. When I turn on the gauge bundle, this is the mirror result. One of them gets looped when it's working a visual multi cycle. So you get the non-trivial intersection. And that's how it arises. And the dictionary is the same. I'm just separating the different, right? That's not how a break is going to execute. Okay. So this, when you want to do model building, you need to parameterize the in your theory. So actually, in second games, they are guys who are in the multi-cycles, give you a very good idea how to do it. You just have a couple of proof functions in your theory, and you're going to describe your model in terms of principles of quantity. So, for instance, in a very basic simple example, you will have this number of the grains that you have together. Then the model type of the graph. And finally, the units of a piece of a number and its image model type. Right? So, this will be the magnetic numbers in a very simple example. And this is how you characterize key frames in this language. Okay? For instance, what I just showed you, how to get describe all the Trapezoidal tensions in the same, would be encoded in this kind of table, with these magnetic numbers, and here G stands for the number of the model. And you can reproduce what I told you, but just completely change the same number between any of these graphs. So this simplifies your life a lot when you want to know what is going on. Model and I think they're going to get in which part of the model. Okay, so we have the color VL, we have the ventricle plane, we have the deep brain giving us some parallel spectrum of our energies, and finally one thing to do is the background factor. So when you look at the which kind of what can you have? Well, the several faculties. You have satisfied the Young gate, the equipment motion, and the quantization conditions of the foxes. And quantization condition basically says that if you integrate over a free cycle of mesh, all the capacity integers. However, here we are in a toroidal orbital, so we want to place everything in terms of curves, because it's like better than the field. And, well, when you want to do things, you have to know that the orbital has three cycles that are smaller than the usual toroidal cycle. So if you express things in terms of the homology of P6, you have to have a computation condition in terms of being moving to 4. And the orientable adds an action factor of 2, so it will be later in the orient, unless you have exotic orientable pre-planching for theory, and then you allow for more involved fluxes that can have a odd number of instruments. So, we'll just by frame. So, since we're doing such simple computation, we don't have any theoretical planes. You could have to introduce, for instance, the constant DQ. We can't forget about the subtlety and just have things in multiple planes. But all these kind of things we have things to account for what we're doing on. So these are the new conditions we have to import to the classes, can't get entity and the standardization conditions. And also have in mind that your class will use look up to the type form and metric and have a different charge carried by them. And so a simple solution to all this is having a constant imaginary software class and with some very particular concept to mobilize that with how to use that software concept. So we have everything now. We have background, orbital planes, keyframes, flexors. So what can we play with them? So the consistency conditions are not only for the class, but the whole configuration in general, and this can be regarded as either gravity or forms of vector motion or as a full condition. So if you wish, we have to be sure that the cultural value for UT range time, for instance, and this is the kind of the expression that you get when you compute the cultural value of UT range. Right? So there's some DQ brain charge carried by the class, there's a DQ brain charge carried by the D brains and some carried by the rainbow plane, and you can get all kinds of answers. Now if you look at the quantities that we have in our computation, we have certain amount of entropy claims and a certain amount of flux, which is quantized, so you can have a regression. And when you look at solutions with non-trivial flux, you see that the flux overshoots the entropy claims, right? So, well, what can we do now? We have to simplify this, otherwise we are doing not in the system. So the issue thing is to introduce an analytic constraint, which is valid. You have infinite samples and then you have to be able to analyze the instability between them. So this is not totally nice. So another trick that you can do in order to overcome this difficulty is to add a C9 brain with an non-trivial gauge model, which under the mirror, under the Eurin flux, and with macro entity, you can be C9 brain with another gauge model. But nevertheless, you can, if you have a magic flux, you can make these guys with the method, and they have their BPS. Not only they are BPS, but they can carry anti-interesting charge. So if we include this kind of objects, we can satisfy Ram on an MSNS type of condition without any problem. Well, almost without any problem. So, well, these are usually their kind of species, so let me try to explain them in a simple picture, in mirror picture if you wish. So imagine that you have a D9 brain, and in this T6, and in each of the T2 factors, we introduce a gauge bundle with the number -1. When you visualize on the three horizontal directions, this is where you get primary symmetry. And in this case of the symmetry is can be regarded as the sum of the angles of this triangle being equal to 2 pi or multiples of 2 pi. This can be satisfied by certain complex structure. Again, when you the Eurin flux in the mirror picture is the complex situation, so you see that D9 brain charge in the first picture is measured by the projection of this three cycle. So you see that D9 are mapped into anti-D9 and that they have anti-D9 brain, which is measured by this three cycle. So they are pointing in the opposite direction. So the only thing I'm saying is that I can include some BPS mapping in the theory with D9 and D9. That they carry anti-D3 and this also allows when you and well, so the privacy from the point of view of the land is not understood. Not only from gravity, but they are from string theory, so you can take into account. But these guys are very helpful. First, Adiman and Adiman there carries a non vanishing, even if you don't have any magnetic charges, you say, well, this guy doesn't carry any homological charge, and it's true, but it does carry some string theory charge, there are some theory sources, right? It's like non-BPS is then brain is like one. So if you're going to build a model, you have to cancel this charge as well, because Gauss law is not only valid for the usual Ramon type of the balance in the supergravity, because the full spectrum of charges in string theory, so you not only have to cancel the charges that you see for one factorization application, but also these three charges. So this is also difficult to have in mind. But again, it's hard to compute them. I mean, you can compute them by just taking the proceeds with the model for computation or factorization of non-amplitudes to do something else. And for instance, when proposal is introduced to string flows in your theory that have a simple group, and look at and see if they have any global anomaly. So, in terms of H2 working anomaly, if they don't change the core volume theory. If it does, then you have a non vanishing way theory charge, and your model is not consistent. Not only that, but since we want to have all these objects together, the brains, both planes, and factors. Whenever you have a flag, your K theory, your implementation changes. And you're getting your twist version of the K theory. So what before was a consistent membrane may no longer be.
Please go one page back, and can you explain a little bit what do you mean a normal global anomalous on the volume of the probes? So
okay, what I mean is
that please.
What I mean is okay. So if you wish, you may look at a membrane that has basically two gauge group in four dimensions with new dimensions.
So I need two heat brands. So the idea is I have a super gravity background. So do I put two heat brands and then? Okay, so I have two heat brands and then what do I do next? How do I see that if I put a probe in a super gravity background, there is an anomaly on the probe?
Well, if you wish, is not only dealing with the gravity, you need the other deep rings. So let's see. First, the C2K theory charge is not, to my knowledge, I don't know any gravity background carrying it. Or if you wish, they carry, but they come from the deep rings. The deep rings are the object carrying the C2 charge. So these are the ones producing the anomaly of your deep ring probe, not the magnetic background.
So my question is, once I introduce a probe, I have a background, and then I put a membrane.
Yes.
You're claiming that on the low volume of this probe, there will be an anomaly. Yeah. So how do I compute?
So
my just computational question.
So you just look at the chiral dice in your you have a four-dimensional theory, right?
So I need to have a spectrum membrane.
And you need to have, yeah, for instance, V5 things like one. D5 in that one is mapped to itself under the or partnered by unification, so you need two of them that are two together and they get an SPP2, right? Or in the given position model, by D5 you get it. So now you look at the chiral content of the theory, you look at the fermion that are charged of this SE2. And for instance, you know that SE2 doesn't have any cubic chiral anomalies. But if you have an odd number of fermions in the fundamental charge in the SE2, what we can show in AP2 is that this theory, as a field theory, doesn't make any sense.
This is gravitational at all?
No, it's something more subtle. It has to do with, it's not something that you can see locally as an anomaly, but something that you patch. When you bundle together, you see an anomaly there. It's kind of subtle. And it's, so that being simplistic
group. So we observe that this happens when the sleep is part of the K-theory doesn't cancel.
Yeah. So okay.
What is the direct way to match this non-cancellation to this global one?
Yeah, there's by means of different probes. So the statement is, if you look at, you have a configuration, right, and you start introducing deep brain probes, if any of these deep brain probes, when you compute the low energy spectrum of them, has a global anomaly, then you have an uncancelled K-theory charge.
Okay, so, for example, the patient, or examples, or
Yeah. I'm going to show you again. Well, yeah, this is an observation that has, for instance, if you wish, one of the best examples of this is after the Gibbon Kuczynski paper. There's this paper with a lot of alphas, fours, and me, and Kuczynski, and blah, blah, blah. And they analyze, what they call a non-perturbative consistency condition for the model. They basically map spin-perturbative to a trophic, and they say, well, we know that they are spin representations. If we want to allow a spin representation in the geography, by L quality, then we should impose some extra constraint on the non-perturbative model. Right. So this, what they are actually doing, they are looking at the D7 and 37 charges in your theory in this logism line in the linear frame. And D7 and D7 charges can be computed by looking at the wave function of the D0 non-D0 frame, which is a spin representation in this frame. So this is a very neat example. If you want to teach your brain to have a wave function between your hearing, if you want to have this, then you need to cancel this. So the idea is simple, just introduce code for every few features in that group, every critical dimension, and you look if they have no dimension at all, no anomaly. And if they do well, you may try to guess which are the fundamental guys carrying the street function. So we're going to do it.
It's more general if you have a so that's also a really random number. Even if you say by story,
Okay. If you wish, I am worrying about this subtle extra constraint that cannot be seen by others. But of course, you can see it from growth. You see everything from growth in general. But there's something you cannot see from the usual model of the data. So, yeah, this is a perfect thing. Okay, so after the C2, the theory, there's also more subtle given the K theory, that is that K theory gets modified when you introduce antennas in the class. So the point is that whenever things are not working, things are not working well understood. So it's hard to know which kind of deep brain you have. And if we want to introduce antennas in the class, we have to do something, you know, what we are doing is messages, things go wrong. So, what the authors of this paper did is just look all of our alternative approach of understanding this new spectrum by means of deep brains decaying into the vacuum by means of instant deep brains. And what they did, they just performed a number of dualities to see if the deep brains that I have told you about, they are consistent or not. So they take this two results from these guys, and well, the first result is basically that an SNS affects the deep brain tracking the cycle, the pullback is completed. So if, for instance, if you have a deep swim brain working a four cycle, in the general thought, you don't have one cycle inside this four cycle time, the pullback is going to be three, and the different brain will not be affected by this subtle here in the modification. Of course, if you have these nine brains, there's going to be some modification at the whole thing. So, by analyzing this kind of instant duplication features, end up to the conclusion that if you add a D5 frame in the D9 and D9 pairs, you will recover a symmetrical distant object. If you wish, here the D9, the D5 is a guy ending into the D9 and becoming the vacuum when you visualize. So this is the effort that they take, and moreover, for modeling purposes, this new fraction of D5, because they are starting and ending on D9 and D9, they don't have anything to spectrum, at most spectral like matter, chiral, and they don't change the game. So this is one of the most important points of this fraction. Okay, so lots of things. So let me summarize. What do we have? So we're trying to look at the classification in about the simplest color here you can think of, which is multiple. And actually, it was the first, and it was the first oriental example of the different dimensional back here. And then we are playing with several BDS flying objects, which we apply because quite simply, you know, we have to be able to see people. So we have theoretical planes. We have magnetizing brains, and we have seen that with a very simple modification, very simple gate bundling condition, we can really do. And then we have this kind of new object, the D9 and D9 pairs, that's very subtle for K theory, but nevertheless, it makes everything very underneath.
So how many tons of eggs from is probably 5
in this?
Yeah.
So you mean the KPI in the single denominator?
Yeah.
Well, again, they are not doing direct analysis of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
What they are doing in this paper, they are just taking the
yeah.
in the appendix of the paper. They are taking the operational approach for the Singapore fiber, and they're saying, well, usually, whenever I have, let's say, deep brains ending on a another deep brain with non-TLA flags, and they will be faced with that game, right? I can try to visualize this process in order to construct a D5 brain ending into the D9 brain and again to the vacuum. So they are taking a 15 system process, mapping with high visuality, and getting this kind of weird art. So as I said, it's kind of subtle, but this is typically very confident with it. And then they have a defamation argument to argue that the whole thing is systematic. I'm not totally aware of the details, but I know that we have an H flex in the completely anomaly, and then by having D brains ending on the former D brain, you cancel the anomaly. Basically, this end point of D brain is not the one cancel the H anomaly. Well, if you wish, yeah. So this, but this is very simple. This one is very simple because we are introducing D-type frames. So this is not to wrap all multi cycles, and the collapse cycles that I have here, that more or less is like the first we can be when you can introduce, are three cycles. So I just kind of brought a decent brain on three cycles. So.
But you have to introduce frames if you have to single
item? No, I don't know. Well,
but if you do that, then it's
quite
easy. Yeah, okay. What is the difference? For example, in order to speak Russian, you're going to touch a single brain.
Okay. If you wish, the kind of deep brains that we have to speak Russian or not, we understand it very well. It's just long. You can say you can bring it to your region or all the previous studies. So, yeah, so there's.
So, what does it mean to map?
What we find is.
The fact that you use pairs of breath. That's it, what?
I guess the same. So, what do you mean? Do you need two different things in the.
Yeah, so the minimal unit of brain is excluded because the release representation is one dimensional and two small.
Yeah, so you get the fractional brain, which is one half of the quality brain, is the way you do one part.
In a way.
Yeah, well, it's nothing happening there, but you map it, it's the same. After this, when I show you what happens, you can run into the data. okay, so again, we have the simple planning in the market, and then we are playing with this, this option. This is a summary of what I'm telling you right now. So now you know the whole thing, you all have these slides, I want to play with them, I want to see what I can. Of course, you have to take into account that you only need to consistent if you want to do it. And this is the condition that I known as So the homological constraints that you get from looking at the fraction of motion are the cancellation of weak green charge. As you see, all of them are this green, and then these seven, the three types of incident green charge. You see, this is the original three and the original seven charge, and they have to cancel with weak charge. And then it reflects the parents of these green charge as well. As you see, they are all expressed in terms of this topological function that I introduced a while ago. And then there's some extra constraints coming from the G-main trials and basically with volume or simple volume. Again, here we can say that the number of G-main that you have has to be even. And this nicely matches the fact that the conditions are that this guy is multiple of 4. So say this guy is even, which is that you can have. So this is an example of a model that you may have. And it's highly motivated by what I told you before. This is the building block that I was doing with the same brain to get something similar to the set. And then I have a pair of DNA brains that cancel the overshooting of the pink brain chart every process. And then finally I can include another number of pink brains as long as I cancel the chart. Of course, there's also significant difference that you need to impose if you want to cancel anything as well, which are conditions on the color parameters of the field. It doesn't mean that you're fixed in that, though. You could throw away from these conditions, and then you will be generating a deeper or non-vanishing cycle of your case theory, and just brain recombine or relax whatever it is okay, so given this D-brain content and some flat, well, yeah, and some flat, which is quantized by this side, the round-around subtle conditions are given by this very simple equation. All the rest are automatically satisfied. G comes from the K value of the descent rate. This is the number of degree rates, as it's a flux, right? So I have several solutions. That's straightforward. If you look at the first one, with this amount of flux, I can put up an infinite form that gives me exactly this, and as you see, there's no 0.3 components of this topic symmetry. So when you get it, it's going to be arrow. If you get this third one, well, I have a three generation model that comes, and then I have a 0.3 component, and this is basically symmetry. So, and this is the thing, no flags, so. Okay, let me just talk a little bit about the visual model. This will be the spectrum, and you see you have some extra junk, but not that much. Of course, when we introduced V9 and 39, instead of the duty for spectrum, minimal 10% and so on, we have some extra price, which I introduced extra pile of math. However, it's a well-known process of deep physics that we just can't go back to the guys of the living on a deep brain conforming cyclomental on asymmetric or symmetric, and then recombine these deep brains into mountain state. Right? And when we do that, we just do nothing but fixing, and we lose a lot of this spectrum by our math. So let me show you the initial spectrum, what I told you from the table before, when I do the fixing process. I just get this, which is also kind of minimal. And since what I'm just doing is recombining V9 brains into an extra and I can convert to any way, which is for some clarity as I can hold up. I guess it's going to bring you back. Okay, so mode is nice. I just see what I told you, but it's not perfect, of course. And you're always any better. What is an observed? Well, you have the brains in this kind of background, they can there's the fact that they have an untreated multiple states in the low end, maybe they give me places at the arm skills, not at the arm skills. We don't want that because they will spoil them because of freedom and actually freedom. However, we know that the flux is a gentle cases. So this house is not perfect. It's not totally perfect because first, for instance, when it has been shown is that you have a non-dimensional wire like a bottom line on this membrane which will not get mass. The geometric system of this membrane and the rectangle at the same way will get mass, but on these guys, so still you are not totally happy. But well, there's always a way to get better. On the other hand, if you have an autosymmetric flux, or it has been shown, you will introduce a point to the more bottom of the D-frames. And that is quite a nice setup, because we have a very simple configuration with somehow the same relative physics, and we can introduce a flux. Which is...
So, you say that this open stream modulus are directed by flux?
Yeah.
How?
How can you?
How?
Well, basically, what they do is they study the deep membrane theory, the myosaccion of the deep membrane on a background flux, and they look at the they look at these membranes, for instance, in a flat background, perfect flat background, and they look, they expand parameters, and they see that some mass is created. If you want to understand it in another way, you know that these membranes, when you listen to that theory, they will generate, they will have a compact zilaton, zilaton with variations, it's usually flashes, stabilized zilaton. If you move the distance and break the zilaton for time, it's going to change. But since you are stabilizing zilaton, you cannot move them.
I don't know the Chensam is that one,
right? Chensam is and the time. And you expand the enough of time, and you get some mass to the model. So it's supersymmetric mass. And you have supersymmetric flux, and more than also mass, then you have more supersymmetric
flux. You need to take into account the warp vectors here, because usually the position of the grain is stabilized, not all, but particularly in some cases when you take into account warp vectors.
You mean for the model to be
So in your case, you are saying that you neglected it.
No, but in this condition, they are not neglecting it. Actually, since the flux remain, this an ISD flux remain solution, I think that the warp factor is fine. They don't play a role in the substance, you know, but they can be the
Then it's surprising to see how the position of the deep brain is better off.
Yeah, it's a built stream, it's non trivial. But when you listen to a theory, they are unable to think as complex as the model.
Yeah, so I look at the brain action and I know, so my experience is just that happens. You stabilize the brain, you can have a more clear wall factor. That's what happens in all these GKP, GKL, you know, all those things. And so it looks like, okay, my naive expectation was that it's an important. Important ingredient is stabilization of.
But you do have an integral load factor. What I'm telling you is that.
It just, you get trivialized if I lift it for x units.
Sadly, I mean, again, in this condition, the general graphic solution to load factor is taken into account. What happens at the end of the day is that you can express the masses of your world volume theory with masses. Position mass independent of the world factor. And it is a trick. But this is like I think they relate to the Norfolk condition of the deep membrane and the background surface by a bunch of deep membranes. Same the Norfolk condition that allows you to make the two world factors more factors cancel. more or less the same time of year. But I think that the issue is very critical what people know in general is that
is this three brain, you have three brains in your construction, right? And so how is that modular stable?
No, it is not.
So those are non-stable. So not all, so that's, so I you cannot stabilize all of the string.
Oh yeah, but in my model, these three brains are really two things, and actually I may not have them. I don't remember actually. So that's why I was not, if you wish, if you're clever enough, you can go to model with only three brains because you can cancel the instructions.
Yeah, so my confusion was mostly coming from the street.
Then
you are not stabilizing.
Can you discuss everything in terms of code factory theory of all conditions?
I think that the flex is a you can whenever your flex are homogeneous. If you have, for instance, what these guys do, they consider very simple setup, very simple setup where they have a seven brain wrapping up four turtles from maybe K3, and then the flex is homogeneous in this four cycle, right? And if that's the case, then the results match to just taking the potential and the potential and just comparing them. But if not, that would be what's supposed to be. And maybe not trivial for factors would be different, but that would be. That is kind of an issue. But people do have patients with me. Okay, so I'm pretty much done. So you can induce substance, you can induce masses, but if you do both, the atom masses and the substance are going to be of the same order of magnitude, which doesn't make any sense to do the substance in terms of freedom at all. So you can do something more involved, which is brushing different on many cycles, which you cannot do in this background, because you don't have the cycles in the background, but you can do in some, for instance, the C-person with the alternative. Then you have really cycles and the even comes that are fragment or control into the compound. And they are totally frozen and you can get more the freedom which you cannot do here. Okay, so that's pretty much the end. So what have we done? So the strategy that we have followed is just consider a simple case of the background to give your most money in some other cases. We need Calabria, which needs a solution of three brains, or at least of three points of brains. We need to introduce then the CTS-like object that we know they exist in the theory, like three tiny brains, and try to get a character from them, right? Other from the brains. And then we also consider the numerical well frequent practice and look at the effect of this bias in the different, which is written on video. And then you have to see how to overcome the difficulties, and how to make come from having the two guys together. And at some point, you need to, sometimes, this is an example, you need to introduce new objects, like this exotic D9 and tiny 9 that has never been considered, for instance, And in this particular case, it's necessary to look specifically at or look specifically at the field and how in some of the models, in some of the conclusions, some of the things I have, but this is just an example of this particular case. So, what are the questions you may guess? Supersymmetric paths are fairly kind of constructed. You can aim also construct non-supersymmetric vacuum and parallel as well, but and with no instant cycles. Again, this is just some gravity levels, so you have to see this upper triangle of this comparison that's called this non-instant cycle property and what happens if you're using some of the constant model spatials or I don't know. You can hook up things. So, well, the non-supersymmetric models are responsible, right? But when you have different this kind of patterns, the substance here is just open new between phenomenologically interesting things. And there's some processes. I just told you about this thing, but there's some others that you can understand that the different things, which is more relevant than that. Okay, so this is the end. I have basically told you all of what is written here. The only thing that I haven't told you about is that this B9 and 59 birds that haven't been well, we have been tested before, but two teams just realized that they can carry anti-migraine charge. They not only are useful for constructing the bacteria, they also for constructing the bacteria, like the brain supersymmetry breaking construction of Sanyaki et al. This was the kind of people that were claiming to say if you just cancel grammar and that was your brain supersymmetry, otherwise there's no solution. But with these kind of types, you can find substitutionary solutions. So at least in some examples, like the simple thing to do with the probability. So the only thing I'm saying here is that this object should be considered an acceleracy inside the property somewhere. Very important. Thank you.
So do we have some more questions?
So, what you should do in order to see that is how to see if there's any force in the G-brand when you introduce them in the super gravity background. What I'm doing here is just taking the GKP approach, just considering a bunch of objects that satisfy the same DPS light arm, and then solving the gravity equation of monoclean with this kind of objects. So I wish I'm not doing anything really different from them. They just take these objects, these three brains, both from planes, these time brain was among the classes. They don't look at B9 and B9 because of one subtract from trying to see. Well, the philosophy is the same. I take these bytes. With this satisfying the same UPS byte condition, I look at the solution value of the gravity equation of function, and the equation of byte form, and then you continue with IAT class, blah, 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 blah. So, in principle, I will say that they should be modified, because it would be nice to have a more serious analysis of speed that is very close to the case. I don't see myself with people, what you need to do is kind of a cycling computation and just look at these two objects in the principle of the list. Do not accept any fault in them. But you can see for these things.
That's not the output supersymmetry analysis. Because, for example, in GPP, one of the solutions in GPP is ISD plus with 0.3.
I'm not talking about supersymmetry at all. I'm talking about VPS light. This minimization of tension or energy.
But that's not supersymmetry.
No, I'm not talking about, I never talk about supersymmetry. Of course, if we have a non-supersymmetric flux, talking about supersymmetric condition doesn't make any sense. But I would assume this is in other words, that condition that we have a supersymmetric flux. And if you don't have, if you don't access any force, I don't see how you're going to modify the way supersymmetric flux.
I think an interesting question is, I guess you're raising, or maybe by your last question, is whether can be asked whether this condition to modify non-static frequency B9 and B9 pair.
Yeah,
and that's not so. For example, we know that without that, the condition is you have to come on one part of ISD plus, and is that going to be changed?
It's hard to see, right? B9
Yeah, I don't know how.
And besides, No, this is really, I don't know how to say it. But these guys are kind of better, so the only thing I'm playing in the day is to be World Cup.
No more questions, but thank your speaker.
I don't know if they have here itself, but I